Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. First Peter 1, 18 through 19. Knowing that you are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. I'll read that one more time. Knowing that you are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. Amen. So this morning, let's look to our neighbors and say, Beloved, you are God's greatest treasure. Amen. You are God's greatest treasure. This word redeemed here in verse 18, knowing that you are not redeemed with perishable things, can also mean ransomed, you know, bought with a price. There was a movie that I recently watched. It's called Taken. And it's with Liam Neeson, and he is probably the most awesome I've seen him in any movie in the past. Taken, and a little bit of background, he used to be like a CIA guy, right? And his divorce with his wife, but his daughter decides to go on a trip to Europe with one of her girlfriends. They're like young, like teenager, maybe 18 or something like that. And they go on a trip to Europe, and this guy, you know, he tells her, maybe you shouldn't go because it's going to be dangerous to go travel by yourself and your girlfriend to Europe. She ignores him, and she goes, and lo and behold, they get kidnapped, and he gets a phone call and says, you know, I have your daughter, and blah, blah, blah. You know, you can kind of predict what the movie is going to be like. What I've told you is what they show you in the previews, okay? So I'm not ruining the movie for you, okay? But he says, you know, I don't have money, but this is what he says in the preview. He says on the phone with the guy, he's like, you know, I don't have any money, but, you know, I have a set of skills that I have acquired through these years of my job, and I will make your life, you know, I'll find you, I'll hunt you down, I'll find you, and I'll find my daughter, and I'll kill you. Basically, that's what he says. And I must say, it was one of the most satisfying revenge movies that I've ever seen. Because he's so awesome. Like, he's bad, you know, this guy, Liam Neeson. So, that's what ransom, I mean, they're expecting a ransom for the daughter, but instead of giving money, because he can, he just goes and kicks butt and finds his daughter. But, you know, our Father in heaven, he did things a little bit differently. Instead of forcing us out of Satan's hands, because basically we are in need of ransom because we are in sin and we're in bondage because of what we have done and because of what our forefathers have done. But God, instead of forcing us out of Satan's hands, he decides to pay the price in full, and he waits for us to come to him, right? So he pays the ransom, and he waits for us to come to him. And the price that he paid, as the scripture here tells us, was not money. You know, it wasn't just gold or silver. It was the life of his very own son, his only begotten son, and the blood that he had to shed for us. So basically, God looks at us, you know, looks at me and you down from heaven. He sees that we are in sin, we're in bondage, and that we cannot get out of this on our own. And he says, you know what? Okay, it's worth it for me to come and die for these guys. He says, it's worth it for me to come and shed my blood and die for these guys because I love them so much. In Isaiah, you know, P. Sam's taught on this many times. It says that it pleased the Father to crush his own son. You know, he pleased the Father to crush his own son. If it meant that we would be saved and we would have a relationship with God and our ransom would be paid off and we would be able to come to him freely. Gold and silver is no match for the life of a person, right? You know, no amount of gold, no amount of money that anybody offers you should be enough to convince you that it's worth more than money. You know, it's worth more than a human life. You know, if someone came to you and said, I'll give you $1 billion if you go and just kill this person for me, none of us, you know, none of us would agree with it because we know that the life of a person is much more important than any gold or any silver or any amount of money or any kind of treasure in this world. And God says that you and I, you are worth God laying down his own life. He's saying you're worth more than any other treasure in this world, even more than my own life. That's why we can say today, this morning, we can look to each other and say, beloved, you are God's greatest treasure, because God was willing to not only give up gold or silver for you, but is willing to give up his own life. The life of his very own son, he was willing to give up for you. So application for today. Number one, we hold our heads up, right? We hold our heads high and we say, you know what? I am God's greatest treasure. No matter what happens, no matter what your bosses might say or your feelings might say, no matter what the enemy might come and try to do to your emotions and bring you down, you say, I am God's greatest treasure. You know, who cares what anybody else thinks? God looked at you and said, you know what, that daughter of mine, that son of mine is worth me coming down to heaven and laying down my own life for that person. God thinks you're amazing, right? He thinks you're worth everything. So number one, we hold our heads high, we hold our heads up and say, I am God's greatest treasure. Number two, you know, the person sitting right next to you, God feels the same way about that person as he does you, right? God thinks you are God's greatest treasure. That means the person sitting right next to you today, that person is also God's greatest treasure because God came and laid down his own life for that person as well. So we need to treat each other with dignity. You know, we need to treat each other with honor, and we need to treat each other with the kind of love, with the way that God views that person. And not just the person sitting here at church, because, you know, church people are nice and it's easy to treat them with honor and dignity. But even in your workplace, even in your families, even in your friendships, you know, even if they're not believers in Jesus Christ, it still holds true that God viewed them as his greatest treasure and he came and laid down his life for them. Even though they're not willing to receive it, you know, it's true that God came down and laid down his life for them. So we need to treat people outside the church as well with the same dignity, with the love that God has for them, and remember that they also are God's greatest treasure. And the last one, in verse 17, before Peter goes into verse 18 and 19, this is what he says. And if you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each man's work, conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay upon on earth, knowing that you are not redeemed, etc. So his charge for us this morning is that we would conduct ourselves in fear during the time of your stay upon earth, because you know that you've been bought with a price, and the price was so high, it was the blood of Jesus Christ. If you ever see Saving Private Ryan, you know, it's crazy stories. Private Ryan stuck in the middle of this war, and these bunch of guys need to go. Their mission is to save this Private Ryan. And they go, and a bunch of people get killed in the movie, but Private Ryan does get saved. and Tom Hanks in like the climax of the movie. I don't know if you remember it. People are dying all over the place, but Private Ryan is about to get rescued, and Tom Hanks himself is dying, and he yells out at Private Ryan. He says, "Earn it." He repeats that over and over again, "Earn it." And Private Ryan is seeing the lives of all these people that were sacrificed just to save him and get him out of this war. And Tom Hanks is saying, earn it. Basically, earn, you know, the sacrifices of all these people around you. And if you've seen the movie, he lived his life basically trying to earn it. And trying to be worthy of the sacrifice that people have made for him. And in a similar way, Jesus Christ, God himself came down and gave up his life for us. And we will never be able to earn the sacrifice, right? Earn the love that he gave us. But we need to live a life worthy of our calling, you know, as Christians, as people that receive the greatest sacrifice of all time. So three applications. Yeah, number one, we hold our heads high and say, "I am God's greatest treasure." Number two, we look at our neighbors in the church, outside the church, and we treat them with the same dignity and with the same love. Number three, we live our life, we conduct ourselves in fear during the time, during the stay, during our stay on earth, because we know what kind of sacrifice it took for us to be in this place where we are in freedom and we have life in Jesus Christ. So let's close our eyes. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning.
Has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your arms.
Sing verse 2, here I am, humbled by the Lord.
Here I am, sanctified by glory and fire. And now I find the greatest love of all is mine, since you laid down your life, greatest sacrifice. Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed but alive in your hand. We're singing majesty, majesty, forever changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty, singing majesty, majesty. Your grace has found me just as I am. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty-handed but alive in your hand. We're singing majesty. Yes, majesty. Forever I am changed. Forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty.
For our group prayer focus today, let's pray for our leader, the church. Lift up the pastors, Pastor Sam and Pastor Sam Kim. Can lift up me and Kenny as well, and all your house church leaders. Let's lift up every single one of them, and also the mission board as they decide which missions we're supposed to give to, and also the advisory board. This is kind of like the elder board, I guess, and they pray and they try to decide just our vision and our future and stuff. So let's just lift up our leaders. We lift up the worship team, the welcoming team, and anybody else that I'm forgetting. Let's lift up all the leaders of our church. Let's pray for one more thing. Let's pray for weather for Sunday. Let's just ask that God would give us good weather, that there will be no rain. Rain would cause a lot of complications for us, actually. So let's pray that God would hold off the rain during our service time. So let's just go before God with that request together. Dear God, we thank you for today's word. We thank you for just considering us worthy of your sacrifice, of sending your son Jesus down to this earth. And we thank you, Jesus, for coming, being separated from the Father and the Holy Spirit, just so that we can have a relationship with you and have freedom and our ransom can be paid off. God, we thank you for doing that, and we thank you that now we know that we are your greatest treasure, God. And I pray that you will help us to live this life with that reality, just in our hearts, and the way we treat our neighbors as well, God, that we would treat them as your greatest treasure. And help us to live this life, God, worthy of the love and the sacrifice that you have poured out upon us. We lift up all our leaders at church. We just ask you to draw them closer to you. May they fall deeper in love with you today, God, than they were yesterday. God, all our leaders, all the people that are serving at this church, we just ask you for your protection. We pray especially for Pastor Sam and Lisa, Elise and Emma. Lord God, guard them and protect them, Lord Jesus, and may you just watch over them. Pastor Sam, Kim and Annie, Micah and Noel, God, we just ask you to watch over them. And we come against any assignments of the enemy in Jesus' name, God. We pray protection over them. We pray for weather, God, for Sunday baptism service. You are so faithful. You've been so faithful to us over the years, God. And we just ask you to come and clear the rain away, God, for that Sunday, that we will be able to celebrate, God, with worship and with testimonies, God, and as they get baptized, Father. We thank you. We pray all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a good day. You can spend some time praying on your own today. Oh, if the front is where the music is going to be really loud, because Ken's going to turn the speakers on here, up here. So if you just want to pray and really have it with God, then you come up to the front. If you want to read or meditate a little bit, then you can go to the back, and the light will be on at the back too, so you can read and yeah. Okay, thank you.